Parshas Balak is a fascinating story that Klal Yisrael Bechlal didn't even know about until it was written in the Torah. It's a peek behind the scenes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us to allow us to know what the Goyim are plotting against us and how the Ribbono Shel'Olam saves us without us even knowing that he's doing it. But there's something else that's additional to the Parshas Balak that's unique. The Ramban says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka wanted that a Goy, who is a Navi, should give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. The bracha for Klal Yisrael shouldn't come from another Yid. The bracha from Klal Yisrael should come from a Goy. Why is that? Says Rav Olbo, because when a Goy, who's an enemy, and who's trying with all of his heart to eradicate Klal Yisrael, comes and gives a bracha to Klal Yisrael, that shows that even somebody, even the enemy, has to admit that Klal Yisrael, their very essence, is bracha, is blessing. And says Rav Olbo, he described the essence of Klal Yisrael better than anybody else described it. One of the things that Bilam said was as follows: Mi mana ofer Yaakov mispar esrei v'Yisrael. Tomis nafshi meis yisharim tiachrisi kamoyu. Who counts the dust of Yaakov? And who tallies the seed of Klal Yisrael, may my soul die the death of the upright. So Rashi says something fascinating. Rashi says, mi mana ofar, there's no limit to the amount of mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael perform with dust. What are they? We don't plow the field with klayim. We don't plant klayim. Efer para, ofer tzoito. We have the ashes, which is like dirt, of the Parah Aduma, which gives us taro. We have Ofer Soito, which restores harmony to the home. Be'etzem, of the four Yesoides that the world is made up of Ruach, Esh, Mayim, and Ofer, the most physical is dirt. That's the lowliest thing. And Klal Yisrael takes the lowliest part of the world and elevates it to use it for mitzvahs that they use it to perform many mitzvahs. They attain purity, taira through it, and they restore tranquility to the house, ayde the dirt. They're taking the lowliest thing and elevate it to the highest places. The second part of the pasuk says, umispars rivei Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts the seed of Klal Yisrael to find when is the tzaddik coming. Something which is looked at as so lowly, something which is looked at as so base, Klal Yisrael takes it and elevates it once again to the highest of heights. Until that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting and waiting, when will the tzaddik come out of Klal Yisrael? The third aspect is Tomas Nafshi Meis Yisharim. Kodesh Baruch says Bilam, I wish I would die the death of the righteous. I wish I would die like those in Klal Yisrael, like Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov, how they died. That means, what's the most physical thing in the entire world, the most corporeal thing, is death. Put the body inside the ground and that's it, it's over. And that's exactly how Goyim look at it. And Bilam was able to discern that, no, there's something more by Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's death is not just you're finished and the body's placed into the ground. Rather, it's something which is elevated, something which is really the stepping stone to something much greater. Says Bilam, I wish I could also die like Klal Yisrael. It comes out that the three, says Rav Olbo, the three lowliest things in the eyes of the Goyim, Klal Yisrael take it. This is the essence of Klal Yisrael. They're able to take the lowliest things, they're able to take the gashmias and elevate it into utensils that are used for ruchnias. Elevate it into the highest levels possible for humans to accomplish. Rav Olbo continues and he says as follows. He says at the end of the parasha, Bilam, in his final last ditch effort, he gives a bracha to Klal Yisrael and he describes himself, Nu'um ha'gever shesuma ayin. This is the words of the person who has a blind in one eye. And Rashi says, why was he blind in one eye? What happened? He says it was something new. It just happened right now. When he said, Mispar asreva b'nei Yisrael, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is counting the seed of Klal Yisrael. He says, could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Kadosh, u'mesharsav kedushim, and all his malachim are holy. He is holy. His malachim are holy. And this is what he's being Isaac in, this is what he's looking at. How could it be? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if that's the case, then we're going to blind your eye. Says Rav Olbo, what's the Midah Keneged Midah? Where is the Midah Keneged Midah for what Bilam said to the punishment that he got? He said, how could it be that Kadosh Baruch Hu is so Kadosh that this is what he's doing? And as a result, as a punishment, he became blind in one eye. It says Revolver because a person who's blind in one eye, he's not able to gauge depth. If a person sees with only one eye, he covers over the other eye and he looks, it's hard for him to gauge the depth. All he sees is the superficial. He doesn't see any depth past the base of what he sees. Says Rav Volba, that's the Midah Kenegen Midah. The measure for measure is that Bilam didn't see anything deeper than the way that a guy relates to it. A guy relates to it, he looks at this and he says, this is something which is below the level of holiness. This is something which cannot be elevated to holiness. Memela, once he wasn't able to see that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then you're looking with one eye. That's all that you're doing. You're looking with one eye. If that's the case, you'll become blind in one eye. The ability for Klal Yisrael is to see beyond the facade, to see beyond the superficial look of whatever it is that the dirt or the seed or the mavis, and to elevate it to much greater heights. What's the lesson for us? So the lesson is actually 3 points. The first is the very essence of Klal Yisrael. This is what Klal Yisrael is. Klal Yisrael is taking the Gashmius and elevating it to Ruchnius. Every single action that he does, no matter what the action is, can be elevated to Ruchnius. And it's so easy to do it. Before a person thinks, the Mishnah Berurah says that he sees people saying, he brings down from the Chai Adam, that he said, I see people saying before they eat that I'm eating, that I should have koyach to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly when we eat, we enjoy our food. But that doesn't mean that we can't add in also the thought of the real bottom line is that I should be strong for Avedas Hashem. And it applies to every action. With a little bit of thought, a person can change the actions that he's doing anyhow and to really channel them towards Avedas Hashem. But I think there's another 2 nekudas of the looking with one eye that apply to every yid. The first is in general, and the second one applies to the 3 weeks which we're about to start on Sunday. The first is that we find that whenever Chazal referred to Ayin Hara, they refer to it in the singular. Ayin Hara is one of the things that says in Berakhia Yavos, Moitinas Adam Min Ha'olam. The Gemara in Bava Basra says a person shouldn't stand by the field of his friend when all the grain is there because of Ayin Hara. Why is it referred to in the singular? Why is it not Ainayim? Why do we refer to it as a singular Ayin Hara? So Irving Bunim, in his Pirush on Perkei Avos, he says a beautiful pshat. He says that when a person looks with one eye, then he doesn't see the full picture. Generally, when a person has Ayin Hara, it's caused by jealousness. A person sees jealousy, a person sees what somebody else has, and he wants it also. That causes Ayin Hara. When you're looking at what the other person has, you're only looking with one eye. If you look with two eyes, you'd see more balanced perception, you would see the depth behind it, then you wouldn't just see the facade of the person's $5 million house that he just built. You'd see maybe also that it could be very possibly be that this mortgage is sending him into debt and now he's in trouble. A person just looks at the facade, he looks at the superficial outside look and then he's jealous. Does he see everything that's beyond it? Does he see what else is beyond it that a person has to deal with? He doesn't. And that's what causes Ayin Hara. It's only one eye. He's looking with one eye and that's why Ayin Hara is caused. We shouldn't look at another person without properly. We should never look at anybody, but if we are, we should have to understand that it's not chol asher l'riechol, as the pasuk says, that leisach moid, person shouldn't be choymid, the bayis, the chamor, the ishtoi, it says, v'chol asher l'riechol. So Yaakov Glinsky would say, it says, the pasuk ends off chol asher l'riechol because you have to take the entire package into the picture, into account. And if you want one thing, take the entire peckle into account, and nobody wants to take anybody else's peckle. If you're looking with one eye, then you see things with a skewed look. The second, and the third, the final point, which is Nagetas, is with regard to the 3 weeks, which is starting now. When a person looks at the world, so he's incredible, he's working, he has a family, he's going, he's doing. Seems like the world is everything is the way that it should be, to a certain extent. And we live our lives as if we have everything that we need. The world is a mushlam place. However, that's also looking at the world with only one eye. If we would look a little bit deeper, if we take a little bit of his baininess, we'd realize that there's something much greater here that's missing. And that is the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's we're waiting for the Ribbono Shel Olam to be mezgala, so that the purpose of the world, where everybody will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech HaOlam, which is certainly something which is lacking now, and so something that we've been waiting for the last nearly 2,000 years. If a person would have also a little bit of his bainness, especially during the 3 weeks, at least in the bracha of the Yerushalayim Ircha, Samach David, one of these two brachas, to take an extra second to think that that there's something that's missing, then Be'ezer Hashem will be zeichato v'sechazene einenu, both of our eyes together seeing the world, v'sechazene einenu b'shuvcha letziyarin b'rachamim b'karav mamish.